All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. We're going to begin our meeting today with the Pledge of an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you feel led to rise.
Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I ask that you give this court and all elected officials and staff the wisdom to serve the public of why we're here. I ask that you protect our families. I pray for the families of Jefferson County and those serving in our democracy overseas and here domestically. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, who has that? All right, we're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. We're going to begin with items under County Commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve the 2023 County Holidays. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National 4-H Week in Jefferson County. And item C is consider and possibly approve a resolution in support of state funding to match competitive federal rail programs. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Pierce. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. I'd like whoever's in charge of this to explain, because I've got the call, and I explained that we only get 12 holidays a year. Why Juneteenth is not a holiday for
okay. We had a discussion about this sometime back around budget hearings, and I said I am fine if y'all want to make Juneteenth a holiday. Figure out which holiday you want to take out. If you want to table this till next week and look at it and suggest some other construction of it, I'll be happy to.
No, I remember that being a discussion. I think some of the people that was calling me didn't get that discussion. As is, I even had several employees call me and ask me this, but we only give how many holidays a year?
11.
I thought it was 12.
Is it 12?
We would have to take one out and put another one in, and it's a budgetary issue also, isn't it?
Because also they brought to the table that, you know, optional, take one or the other, and that was going to cause a logistical nightmare with the auditing department. If my memory served me correct, we talked about that.
And that's why I wanted to explain. I remember the discussion, but apparently some people missed the discussion. Thank you.
Well, we can adopt it today if you want to come back with a different suggestion.
No,
there's nothing going to prevent us from amending it at some point in the future if we want to.
No, I just wanted to explain, so for those employees that missed the explanation. Thank you.
Sound, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And so I think we have representatives of National 4-H Week here today.
Yeah.
Would y'all like to come up? And your name is?
I'm Maggie Landry.
Thank you for being here today. Let me read this proclamation. It says, whereas Jefferson County Commissioners Court is proud to honor the 4-H Youth Development Program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service for 114 years of providing experience-based education to youngsters throughout the Lone Star State. And whereas this admirable program, which seeks to provide learning experience for the whole child, including head, heart, hands, and health, helps young Texans to acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes to enable them to become self-directed, productive, and contributing members of society. And whereas it's more than 550,000 urban, suburban, and rural youth participants ranging in age from 8 to 19, hail from diverse ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds and truly represent a cross-section of the state. And whereas the program undoubtedly could not have achieved the success that it has today were it not for the services of its more than 22,000 volunteers who have given generously of their time, talents, and energies and resources to the youth of Texas. And whereas through its proud history, the 4-H program has developed positive role models for countless Texans, and through its innovative and inspiring program, continues to build character and to instill the values that have made our state strong and great. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby designate October 2nd through 8th, 2022, as National 4-H Week in Jefferson County, and we commend the 4-H youth and their development program of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and the many men and women who have volunteered to make it a success. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. And would you like to say something, ma'am?
Yes, please. Thank you for allowing Jefferson County 4-H to be present during National 4-H Week. Through 4-H, a variety of promotional and educational methods are used to manage and implement a successful county 4-H program. This includes successful community service club involvement and growth, implementation and supervision of meaningful projects and activities, resources and opportunities, promotion, marketing, and recognition of 4-H youth. All of these are accomplished through various contests and workshops. Our Jefferson County 4-H program currently offers 8 different 4-H clubs throughout the county, which consist of 149 youth members and 38 adult volunteers. With this involvement throughout the year, we were able to lead 1,371 enrichment programs reaching kids from all over the community. With that in mind, during National 4-H Week as a whole, Texas 4-H celebrates making a big impact in their communities across the state, and this is called One Day 4-H. Our goal is to encourage 4-H members to take one Saturday in October to give back to the community that supports them the most. This is the 4-H way to say thank you and to make the best better. One Day 4-H will be taking place October 8th, 2022, this Saturday. Some of the projects our clubs will be participating in this weekend are donating blankets to local animal shelters, cleaning up the Golden Triangle Gun Club, building beds at Sleep in Heavenly Peace, volunteering at a community garden, a food drive for Southeast Texas Food Bank, and cleaning Chucky Seaman Park in China. Thank you, Commissioners, for your continued support in the 4-H program.
Thank you so much. Would you like to introduce the people that are with you, or does anybody else have anything else to say?
Well, this is Luke Landry. He is our Jefferson County District Delegate.
All right. Well, we appreciate so much y'all being here today, and we applaud you for the work you're doing this coming Saturday and for your participation in those programs. I get to see all your work whenever we attend our local fairs and booths, and we're very proud of you. Thank you. Moving on to items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container service for Jefferson County with Republic Services of Beaumont and BAK Global LLC as shown on attachment A. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. for environmental consulting services for the continued implementation of the pesticide general permit for the period October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023 for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with an estimated cost not to exceed $9,200 without approval. Item C is to execute, receive, and file contract for invitation for bid for rehabilitation of fuel farm pavement at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and there's a slight change to Ramtex Industrial LLC in the amount of $185,747.38 pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project is awarded to Ramtex Industrial LLC on September 13, 2022, is 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Thompson Reuters Westlaw in Jefferson County for West Complete Library Law Book subscription for the 136th District Court for the period from November 1st, 2022 to October 31st, 2023 at a cost of $56.61. for the second year of the agreement and 52.42 cents for the first year. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. for environmental consulting for the continued implementation of Jefferson County Stormwater Management Program for the period October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023 for an estimated cost of $15,000, which cost will not be exceeded without prior approval of the Commissioner's Court. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a 3050 agreement with Function 4 for printer maintenance with Jefferson County Clerk's Office for a monthly payment of $570 in accordance with the Region 5 contract. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive.
On F, that should be district clerk.
District clerk. Okay, so F is district clerk. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Thomson Reuters Westlaw for the 279th Civil District Court for a one-year term from November 30th, 2022 to November 29th, 2023 for a monthly cost of $60. Item H is consider and approve and take out, execute, receive, and file, which we'll do next week. Tax order number 4 for the FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County with Title Basin Government Consulting in response to 2020 flood mitigation assistance grant with the Texas Water Development Board for the elevation of 4 homes in Jefferson County for an amount not to exceed $73,456.22 pursuant to the Texas Purchasing Act, Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-326. And item I is consider and possibly approve change order number 2 for the contract for professional engineering services for Taylor's Bio Drainage Improvements under the CDBG-DR program for Jefferson County with DE Corporation, Dannenbaum Engineering for additional engineering design services to design specifications for the removal of shared use paths and other items requested by TxDOT, which will increase the contract in the amount of $138,445.76, bringing the total contract amount from $506,167.73 to $644,613.49. Funding for the amount of this change order will be through a 50-50 split of the cost between the county and Drainage District Number 6. Funding has also been provided prior to this change order from the Texas General Land Office pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318-326. You'll have a motion on those items under purchasing.
So moved
by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Couple of questions. On the Tidal Basin, Patrick, when are they going to bring those other granted projects before us?
You talking about the rescue plan?
Yes, sir.
Our plan is to, of course, right now y'all are doing the rankings, but once you compile those, if you'll send those to me, I was going to follow up with y'all after court. I've gotten the judges' rankings to see if there's any additional questions. The plan is to be sometime, I think, late November.
Is there any other plans? Because one of those has dropped out. Is there any other individuals that applied?
I have not seen any new ones. If there is any new requests you're receiving, if you'll just forward those on.
Okay. And there was, when y'all do your rankings, there was one or two of them, if you look in the notes from Tidal Basin, there were one or two of them that were deemed ineligible. So
right.
You don't have to spend any time on those. Any other discussion?
The other question was dealing with the project out here with what we are combining, partnering with General Land Office, DD6. Have we gotten a a drop dead date when it's going to complete because all these different change orders and all that things occurring?
You talking about Taylor's Bayou Bridge?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So with this change order, this is to remove some items based on TxDOT's recommendation to try to reduce the cost of the bridge. The goal is to get this done, this engineering done by, I think, December.
End of October.
Hopefully try to get this let by TxDOT in, what were you thinking?
February.
And where we are on the grant, you can do one-year extensions, 1 year at a time.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and give GLO a heads up that we're going to need another year.
Yeah, we have an extension through August of 2023. We're going to ask them for an extension of through August of 2024 because we're looking at a 14 to 18 month construction timeline.
Right.
And we need to have all those funds expended by that time because they've got to do their 1 year wrap up with the federal government. And so we're trying to push it forward. The way the original schedule was working, there wasn't even going to be a letting of the contract till July or August of 2023, which was not going to get us there. So we're expediting and pushing it as fast as we can. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for utilities. Item B is receive and file the revised County Health Authority agreement with the Zia Edy MD effective October 1st, 2022. Item C is consider and authorize the county judge to execute a Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2020. That should be October 1st, 2022 through September 30th of 2023. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for October insurance reimbursement. Item E is consider and approve directing that all money that otherwise would be deposited in a salary fund shall be deposited in the general fund of the county in accordance with local government code section 154.007. Item F is to consider and approve a revised interlocal agreement with Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 for the Drainage Ditch 110-B project. And item G is to consider and approve public defender contract agreements for the Criminal District Court with Langston Adams, John D. West, and Donald Dusler, all effective October 1st, 2022. Item H is to consider and approve a termination of public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court with David Grove, effective September 30th, 2022. Item I is to consider and approve a public defender contract agreement for the 252nd District Court with Marvin Lewis Jr. effective October 1st, 2022. Item J is to consider and approve a public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court and the 252nd District Court with Jason Nix effective October 1st, 2022. And item K is regular county bills check numbers 499338 through 499570. Do you have a motion on those items under commissioners? Auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Discussion.
A question. Patrick, engineer, on that drainage district 110B, is that the project with the Taylor's Bayou?
No. That is funded through GLO, and how that worked out was we had to move money out of, we canceled the 107 ditch and moved money into 110 and Taylor's Bayou.
The 110 ditch is behind Spindletop MHMR over there off H Street and Washington Boulevard.
All right.
And it's meant to widen the ditch and provide better flows actually into the Hildebrandt Bio system, which, yes, goes into Taylor's. So, Yeah, I guess it does. You are correct, but it the project starts over off Washington Boulevard.
And we put that proposal out and received a bid, and then our low bidder couldn't hold their price, and then the second bidder was way over the budgeted amount that we had moved for the grant. So that's when DD6 came up with
the proposal to do it.
To do it with forced account labor for the amount of what we have in the grant. And anything above that, DD6 will pick up.
I asked because I wanted to make sure that your department knew about it, because I contacted DD6 and it looked like it was up in the air.
They have the agreement on their agenda. I talked to Doug this morning. They're Doug Canant. They have it on their agenda for next week's meeting. So I told them after we approve, we'll send them our approved contract.
Get somebody assigned to it. That's in the middle of my precinct.
Let us know as soon as they approve it, okay?
Yeah, I told them, you know, we've got our side. We'll send
them
our side.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, as have it under County Airport, item A is consider and possibly approve a TxDOT routine airport maintenance grant program for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport to be used for the maintenance and improvement of airport pavement, signage, drainage, fencing, herbicides, hangars, and terminal buildings, which is a 50% match up to $50,000. Item B is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute the general land office contract that will allow the general land office to use designated airport property for staging of vehicles and equipment before and after a disaster. Do you have a motion on those items under airport?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under tax office, we have one item considering possibly approve a waiver of penalty and interest for Kirk A. Blood pursuant to Section 33.011 of the State Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second
by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement to Primoris Energy Services Corporation for purpose of pipeline construction and hauling of materials along Jefferson County roads, primarily in precincts 1 and 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Also, second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
Is it possible that I could get a copy of the roads that might be used for the overlay? I just want to make sure we're not doing a lot of construction on those roads and waiting until the permit is completed.
Right. So that didn't go in. That's not in y'all's packet. So there is a. Do y'all have the list, the whole permit in there?
Yeah, it is. It was, I know Erie Street is a big question. That's why I got engineering involved with it, because of the weight they wanted to put on Erie Street. And we recently did the front part of it.
Yes, sir, we can get you the list. Absolutely.
I just don't want to do a lot of work before they do their work.
And, absolutely.
You can get them that list at the court in case he has any problems with it,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Human Resources, we have one item, consider and possibly approve orders to authorize the following change to the TCDRS plan provisions for Jefferson County to be effective January 1st, 2023, which is to adopt a flat rate 2% cost of living adjustment for retirees. Do you have a motion on
so
that?
So move.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Sheriff's Department, we have one item. Consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Ted W. Lalonde for his 11 years and 6 months of service to Jefferson County. Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Judge, can I ask another question on that? Is that the ExxonMobil? It says Primos, and that's what we took the side.
Prime Morris is probably their contractor.
Yeah.
I do know about that.
Okay, from now on, try to keep your discussion on the agenda item we're talking about, fella.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay, back to the item under the Sheriff's Department. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And
Commissioner, is that going to be on that one?
Yes. Yes, that's going to be. No. We're waiting for Patrick and them to put it on. They won't put it on.
Okay. All right, that completes our regular agenda. We now come to a time of public comment. if you're present online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your telephone line. If you're present here in the courtroom, you can approach the lectern and introduce yourself. So we are open. I did have a question, Deb, on back on purchasing, since we're, how come the 136 District Court Westlaw agreement was $52 a month, and the 279th was $60 a month.
I'll have to look. I think it's what they utilize.
Okay. Just let me know. I'm just curious.
But I believe it's what is on the description.
Thank you. Mr. Ross?
Yes. I just have a couple of updates, commissioners, on number one is the phone system. I don't know if you've been down to the basement, but all the phones are in just about. The other shipment's due to arrive in about 5 days, so all of the equipment is in. That was our big worry at first, is just how long it was going to take to get everything in. So it's just a matter of working with the vendor, and we've got him online, and we're going to be meeting with him this afternoon to talk about the timing of when we can get everything into the different departments. We've addressed with him the importance of getting the public health up. So as soon as we get the main courthouse done and the sheriff's office done, which is a core components for it, then we'll be addressing getting them online with a new system. So you won't have the copper problems anymore.
So that 3 month timeline is still
Timeline for right now until we meet with them and actually get to hone it down into what they're looking at. Yep.
Public health and South sub-courthouse.
Do what? The South Court.
Public health and the sub-courthouse.
Yes. Yeah, that group there. Yeah. All tied together with that problem.
Deb, have you?
I spoke with our rep last week after court. He gave me an explanation. He was going to write a letter to court explaining the process. Then he said he would talk to Jeff, and I have not heard back from him.
Yeah, he's been in contact with us.
Jeff, that's one of those things that I like to get people in writing. Deb knew where I was coming from, because verbs and things like that, you know, like those animals in the air, they can easily go away.
Right.
But when it's in writing, we have something to go back to. And I'm a guy that like to read. I'm double-checking. We know where we have them, okay? So if you don't mind, relate that to them, that they need to get that to us.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you.
Mary, did you have something you wanted to update us on?
I just wanted to give a little update. Once a month, we have executive meeting, and I told the commissioners I would kind of give you an update after that each month of where we are in our Tyler project. So this week we actually went live with our constable civil serve. We have two Tyler reps with boots on the ground right now that are making their rounds all over to all of the precincts, working with the constables to make sure everyone is understanding what they're supposed to be doing. They'll be here all week. So that's going well. We also are having a data push, one of those additional data pushes that we have. Will be completed next week. So the week after that, we'll be working on data review. And I have sent out a lot of to-do lists to the courts with some deadlines of things that I need them to do, and I've had a lot of response from that. So everything's going as planned. Our numbers were all up on our meeting on Friday. All of our KPIs for business processes, forms, things like that that we have to do. So just want to let you know everything is going good right now.
Participation is good?
Yes.
What about the, you know, we said the cost was going live. What, on the first rollout, first run, what percentages were correct? Do you have that?
For the constables?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't.
If you don't mind, get it to us where when they roll out, mm-hmm. it normally is a simultaneous run out so we know how well that it worked and some things that didn't go right that they have to correct, like you talking about the data push. Mm-hmm. What we want to know is how well did we do on that first initial push?
For the constables, their system is a little different because we didn't have as much of a conversion.
Right.
But we actually completed, I guess yesterday, we completed their upload of all of their old cases. And so they're checking those in their system this week while they're on site.
Okay.
The constables all seem to be happy. I think they're all happy with the system. They had training a couple of weeks ago, and everyone was really excited. So once we go live with Odyssey, there will be an integration between Odyssey and CivilServe. Now they'll just use it on its own, but that'll give them a chance to get used to it before we move to Odyssey. So
the March 6th date is still maybe pushed up even close, you know,
March,
go live closer.
March is our go live date. We don't anticipate having to push that out, but we can't bring it in any further because we have scheduled things already pretty much scheduled out until that time. We did get our training booked and scheduled, and everything's on the books for January and February. So I have been, when I'm communicating with the court, CCing all of the judges so that we can be sure everyone's, you know, on the same page of what we've got going on. But everyone's been participating and following the deadlines that I've been giving them. So it's going pretty well.
All right, anything further? Any comments from any member of the court or any elected official?
Yes, Patrick, I did receive a text yesterday that about the rental assistance program that someone told me that you were aware of, that we would be reallocated to $902,000+. Can you explain that?
Yeah, of our ERA 2 money, the allocation was $6 million. Because of not meeting the benchmarks, they reduced that by $902,000. We don't have to send any money back because they only gave us 40% to start. I think it was roughly $2.4 million, which that's what Legacy Community Development has been working on. I believe they've allocated all that money up to September 30th. Vivian and I have been working, trying to get the second drawdown on the remaining funds. Hopefully by the end of this week, we'll be able to draw that down and push more money over to Legacy Development.
But they did give us the 902 back.
No. That was a reduction of, the original, I think I was showing, the $1.8 million was what that original, but yes, 902 did come back. There's 2.7 available, I think, for ERA 2. And also, there was a, we asked for, I don't know if it'll be approved, but we did ask for reallocated funds under ERA 1 to possibly be utilized under ERA 2. So we've got two different things kind of going concurrently to try to get additional funds. Era One still has, its original deadline was September 30th, but if you get some of these reallocated funds, that pushes it to December 31st. But trying to get a response back from Treasury is slow.
Yeah, and yesterday I had a conversation with one of the JPs, Judge DeRuin, who's been on top of this program, and one of the housing managers had almost 150, maybe 120, I think, evictions pending, and that's why, you know, I put Vivian with Legacy in touch with Judge DeRuin. They're working out some things that may prevent those people from being evicted, because it's stating that it's pending, and I didn't know if it was the funding issue or what, but I think they worked that out yesterday.
Well, the biggest issue we've had is trying to get the ability to draw the funds down from Treasury. The ability was removed from the portal while they were working out, trying to put the money back and work out the how much they were going to reduce our ERA 2 fund. Yeah.
We got on the portal last week, and that was...
Yeah, we've been trying since September 1st.
That was no longer a button on there.
Yeah, we've been working since September 1st, because once she, Vivian indicated she would run out of funding by September 30th, that she could commit to spending all of what we had. So we're hoping by this Friday we can have something, a hard number of what we can get into our bank account. And then once we get it here, we'll just wire it over to you.
Thank you.
To your legacy.
I'll give you a quick update on the Sabine Nature Ship Channel Waterway Deepening Project, which we've been working on for 18 years, I guess. One of the great things that was done was that 98% of industry along the waterway agreed to a 6 cent per ton charge on hydrocarbon loads and deep draft vessels transiting our waterway, in order to fund the non-local cost share. So when you have a Water Resources Development Act project like our Waterway Deepening Project is funded by the federal government, there was always a local cost share. It's normally 75-25, with 75% being picked up by the federal government. In this case, it's 65-35. In order to avoid a property tax or a bond issuance, the Sabine Nature's Navigation District proposed a tariff on hydrocarbon loads on the waterway of 6 cents per ton. That will fund, conservatively, the local cost share over the next several years. When they originally put the tariff order in place, all of industry agreed with it, with the exception of two companies who do very little work here in Jefferson County. And why they contested it, I'm unsure. They filed a suit in federal court. It was dismissed by the federal court here locally as failing to state a claim. It was then appealed by those two companies up to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. About 4 weeks ago, the district court's decision was affirmed, so the case is over and they're free to move forward with the deepening project and receive the federal appropriations. And they have, in fact, we have dredges offshore at the Outer Bank working on the deepening project right now. And they've also completed the first usable increment of the ship channel down near the Orange Bridge in the Turning Basin. This morning, the Navigation District went to sell bonds for to finance that local cost share. It's funded by the levy on the hydrocarbons on the waterway and industry. Because of this lawsuit, had these two companies not filed this lawsuit, the interest cost would have been $85 million cheaper over the 30-year life of the loan. But because of a rising interest rate environment, when the bond was finally sold and the board at the Navigation District had authorized them to go up to $200 million and 5%, they let the bonds this morning at 4.74%. So the project is moving along great. There's $200 million in bonds. They had $1.3 billion worth of people who wanted to buy them. So there wasn't near enough to go around. So it's a rousing success that was completed about 15 minutes ago. And that project is ready to move forward now with all of the funding we need to fund the local cost share without there being a property tax. So we're very thankful for that and for the cooperation of industry in funding that. It will make our local industry much more competitive on a nationwide basis and a global basis. So, good news.
The Navigation District, are they still setting aside at the end of the year funding in the, from their budget over into a, what we call a safety?
Yeah, they have $73 million set aside already. Now, because of the pipeline relocation issues, there's going to be there's 163, I believe, pipelines underneath the waterway from the Outer Bank up to the Port of Beaumont. Some of those were abandoned pipelines and could simply be removed at a pretty small cost, but some of them had to be relocated. When those pipeline companies put in those pipelines, they agreed to what's called a navigational servitude. They agreed that in the event the waterway was ever deepened, that they would relocate those pipelines at their own, their total cost. However, when the deepening project was proposed, all of a sudden the pipeline companies jumped up and said, we don't want to pay the cost of it. And the Corps of Engineers required the governor of the state of Texas to give a letter saying he wanted to exercise navigational servitude, which had never been done before. But the Sabine Nation's Navigation District is going to end up having to foot 50% of that cost. And the pipeline companies will pay 50% of it. So that work is going to go on, which is why they've been
saving,
stocking up on the cash the last several years. And I'll say $73 million. It was $73 million 3 months ago. It's probably more than that now. So they're in good financial position, and industry is going to be paying the non-local or the non-federal share. So we're happy. Commissioners, anything else? Well, we want to thank all of you for being here today. And if there's nothing further, we are adjourned.
Yeah, that's a lot of money they're putting away.